it the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, it's the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Garden Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
Thursday morning to you. How are you doing? Beautiful, beautiful day in the neighborhood. A little nip in the air, but that's okay. Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Pogue here in the Strike and Spare Studios. We are presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, Goggin Cold Hall, coldest team in town. Hello, boys.
What's going on, man?
Just it's, you know what? This I like warm days and cool nights.
Yes.
It could stay 75 and 45 the rest of my life.
Yeah. And listen, I know April showers bring May flowers, but I'm a little sick of the rain. So it's nice to wake up to a nice sunny day. There's not a cloud in the sky. Beautiful day in our beautiful Music City.
There's some way out there.
Yeah, way over there.
What are those? Are those cirrus? Did you ever study clouds?
No, I should have. You know, to
like
be honest with you.
The cumulonimbus.
Because I used to just, you know, when you're a little kid on a warm summer day, you just lie on your back and you just look at the clouds and stuff. I used to do that all the time.
Cumulus clouds are light and fluffy until you work for their corporation.
Yeah.
Then you'll never look at them the same again.
Well, and then you've never seen a cloud take, you know, claw people's hearts out while they're still breathing, while it's still beating, and then eat it.
You want to talk about some cumulonimbus? You want to talk about some fluffy clouds rolling into some gray skies? Mm-hmm. I could do that all day long. What else do you want me to talk about?
No, luckily I've never been a part of the cloud.
Right.
To put it that way. enough of that. Yeah. So how are you doing?
I'm doing good. It was a good night, you know, fun night of sports. I mean, maybe not the results everybody wanted, but my Yankees got another win over the Astros, so they're going for the sweep today with Cole. Feeling good about that. And certainly an eventful night of hockey, both locally and nationally, Greg Pogue.
Well, obviously, we've got to talk about the Rangers and the Capitals and that mess from the beginning. That's the look the NHL wants, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure Gary Bettman loved the fact that, you know, you had the Washington Capitals and the New York Rangers, you know, two major markets, two, you know, really traditional, well-known NHL franchises on national cable TV, putting your league on display and basically having it be the final scene from the movie Slapshot. So,
told you.
You know, and the Rangers were sending a message, Charlie, I think you'll agree with this, not only to the Capitals, hey, you can't push us around, but basically to the league, too, saying, you know, this is on you. The blood's on your hands because you didn't suspend Tom Wilson.
Yesterday was a very strange day in New York Rangers history, a very long history. The president and the general manager for the New York Rangers both left the organization over this incident. Now, the full details of the story will take some time to come out. I would expect over the summer is when we will learn truly what has happened. But to think, John Burton, that John Davidson walked away or was fired,
right?
We don't actually know.
Yeah,
the statement from the Rangers say they left the organization. Mm-hmm. There are speculations that the statement the Rangers put out calling for the head of George Parros was deemed too far by those particular members of the team's management, but the owner wanted the statement out. So a decision was made, and people had to make their choices. But that was an incredible, strange moment. John Davidson, in the 10-second summary, goaltender for the New York Rangers in the 70s, hero to the fan base as a commentator and broadcaster for the next 20-something years, and legend in New York City and Madison Square Garden, took over the team just like 2-3 years ago as the president, and already out of a job. They're saying it's because of competitive on-ice reasons. There's conspiracy theories that saying the league has actually behind the scenes said somebody has to fall on their sword over this statement. You have no right. You're going to lose draft picks and be fined monetarily just for making those comments. It's a very weird situation, and that's before the game even gets started. Listen, Greg, John, NBC got the ratings that they wanted. The NHL got exactly the situation that everybody knew was going to play out. And what did we see? What happened? 141 penalty minutes and six fighting majors in the first 4 minutes of a hockey game at Madison Square Garden that even left the biggest baby face in all of hockey history, Pierre Maguire, questioning, what are we doing here? Are we actually going to have a hockey game tonight? And why didn't the NHL just step in and get Tom Wilson out of there? By the way, Wilson ends up leaving by the end of the first period.
Upper body injury.
Yeah, that's called Laviolette finally wising up because somebody was going to get killed by the end of that game. And by the way, while the NHL, Department of Player Safety, none of them did anything, a head coach can still step in at the very last moment and make the decision to scratch that player, knowing what's going to happen. Didn't even start him, so three other players for the Capitals had to take a little bit of a beating before Wilson got jumped by Brendan Smith. And Brendan Smith, kid, you're fighting a heavyweight and you're barely a middleweight. A lot of respect for being willing to stick up for your teammates like that, get the instigator. But that's a beating of a lifetime that he's going to be feeling for the next month. I mean, he got one or two in. He did. Yeah. But listen, hey, that big time. That's big respect, though. In the room amongst his teammates, a smaller guy taking on Tom Wilson
that's major stick tap.
It's going to be a big one. And, fellas, we can talk about the circus all day. But you know what? The circus and the bloodbath at MSG robbed everybody of last night. An amazing hockey story. TJ Oshie ends up scoring a hat trick in that game. And you said slap shot. Let me tell you exactly why this was slap shot in the NHL with the Washington Caps and New York Rangers. The fights all over the ice, obviously. You understand that story. But in the movie Slapshot, one of the main storylines is a high-skilled forward that won't fight because he wants to score goals and he wants to win hockey games. TJ Oshie had a player drop the gloves right in front of him and challenge him to a fight, and he simply turned and skated to the bench and went for a line change. He left that New York Rangers player, after there had already been six fights in the first period, standing there looking like a bit of a dummy. He went to the bench because he wasn't interested in doing that. By the way, TJ Oshie suffered a personal tragedy just the night before. Goes out, scores a hat trick at Madison Square Garden, beating the New York Rangers. That is the storyline we should be talking about today. That is the headlines that the NHL has desperately wanted for the last 20 years. And what do they get? Six fighting majors in 4 minutes. And by the way, two former Predators were involved in those six fights. Anthony Boteto and Colin Blackwell stepping up in MSG. But the NHL got its ratings. When we see them, it'll probably be the highest rating hockey game they've had all season long. It's not going to be discouraged. Commissioner, Department of Player Safety, head coach, not a single one of them said a single statement involving any of it. And here's the New York Rangers, left with no one to help them. They went out there and tried to handle the business on their own. While they're not necessarily equipped for that type of thing, well, they represented themselves just fine. At one point, I think there were seven Capitals in the penalty box in the first 4 minutes of the game. And there's Tom Wilson with his jersey off laughing about the whole thing. Still not getting it that he's caused a disgrace on national TV for the entire league.
Well, you said it. The Rangers are not built for this, and that's a big problem, right? Because, you know, I'm not as deep in the weeds with NHL hockey as you are, Charlie, but, you know, three out of the four markets I've worked in my career have been NHL markets. So I understand a little bit of how the league work and how and how the team works. You know, as soon as the Penguins got guys like Crosby and Malkin, they made sure they got the grit guys, the protector guys, right? Gretzky had his protectors.
Let me bring up one from Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Because this situation applies perfectly, and you were there covering this player. When Matt Cook got completely out of control, the Pittsburgh Penguins pulled him aside and said, no more. When are the Washington Capitals going to do the same with Tom Wilson? Same exact scenario. A Stanley Cup contending team, a Stanley Cup winning team, a Stanley Cup winning player. Matt Cook was crossing the line, and he had to be told by the Penguins to knock it off. Tom Wilson should have been told by his head coach and by his organization, look what you've caused for us tonight. That's a team trying to get into the playoffs and win a Stanley Cup right now.
Right.
They don't need players injured, suspended. And by the way, Ovechkin did not play last night. Good reason.
Probably a smart move,
Probably smart
move.
But no, the Rangers, whatever it is that happened in the front office, that's going to be a unique sports story to hear about over the summer.
Yep.
The game ended up being exactly as we discussed yesterday. It was a horror show, and all the headlines across the world for the NHL are all awful when they had a night where T.J. Oshie, one best players, one of the best forwards, and one of the great stories in the NHL, scores a hat trick at MSG, one of the most famous arenas in all
and
the world.
He was crying on the bench because he had a family tragedy, right?
Correct. Just the night before.
Yeah.
So that should have been the story, and I'm glad at least we talked about it here because that's no one else will bring that up today. They'll just be talking about the number of fights. And 1 second in, Greg Pogue, three fights. Six fighting majors.
Oh, I was watching.
You knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, I was watching. last night, Columbus 4, Preds 2. The Stars losing to Tampa Bay 6-2, so the opportunity to clinch that fourth spot. Now, the Stars, we'll have
Friday at Tampa. Saturday, Sunday, Chicago.
At Chicago, right? Mm-hmm. I wrote down Wednesday for some reason. But you have Friday at Tampa Bay. And, of course, the Preds are closing out Saturday and Monday with Carolina. Mm-hmm. So if my math is right, if the Stars lose in regulation.
On Friday night.
It's over.
Yep. Right?
Backdooring in.
Because of the head-to-head.
Yep. Backdooring in is half-stepping to me. The Predators should have took care of their business last night. They had a last-place team, and they had an opportunity to win. But, fellas, I want to bring up a phrase that a former coach, and not the one that I was just pretty disgusted with that we were talking about earlier, but the first head coach in franchise history, Barry Trotz, used to use the phrase often when the Predators would lose. What happened out there tonight, Coach? Well, we had too many passengers. Last night, the Nashville Predators had entirely too many passengers. The fourth line is out there doing their thing. They are grinding all over the ice. They were plowing the hell out of guys in the neutral zone. Tanner Janot, all over the place. He's picked up a goal. He's knocking guys on their ass all over the place. And the fourth line's doing their thing. But my question is, where were the rest of the lines out there? And after Matt Duchene made a critical turnover in the third period, he went completely MIA. And while not officially being said that he was benched, his absence from the ice in a one-goal hockey game down the stretch is definitely noticeable. So Matt Duchene definitely got noticed for some not-so-detailed play. But it wasn't just Matt Duchene, fellas. The Nashville Predators last night seemed like they were not engaged the entire game. It seemed like this wasn't that big of a deal. And I don't know, maybe a combination of things. The last road game of the season, playing a last-place team, the comfortable divide between the Preds and the Dallas Stars. I don't know what it was, but it all came together last night to lead to a Predators team that basically did not look like they were emotionally engaged in the game. And because of that, they come away with a loss. They easily could have won that game last night. But you can't do it all with one line, and you can't hang UC Saros out to dry. You look at the goals Columbus scored, a lot of guys uncontested, unchallenged, just standing right there around the crease and putting the puck in the net.
Yeah, it just kind of felt like they got that first goal from Tanner Janot, and just felt like, all right, it's going to be our night again. You know, give Torts and the Blue Jackets credit. You know, they didn't lay down. You know, they got nothing to play for, but you know, it's going to be probably sweeping changes across that organization this offseason. But you know, they stepped up.
Hey, John Tortorella is probably interviewing for his next head coaching job as well.
Right.
And to be able to show that his team still responds down the stretch. Hey, take nothing away from the Columbus Blue Jackets. They played hard hockey last night. You had to earn it, and the Predators just simply did not earn that game last night. You go into the third period, you've got a tie game. You know, it's the biggest cliche in hockey. Win a period, win a hockey game, get out of there with the 2 points. Predators unable to do that. It's just disappointing, fellas, because they did have an opportunity against a team in last place to close it out, clinch, and they could have celebrated on the way home and just set up what was essentially a meaningless set of scrimmages against the Carolina Hurricanes. Now, it could still be that way, but instead of celebrating on the way home, talking about having your shot in the playoffs ready to go, you may find that out while you're watching Netflix sometime on Friday night. And I don't know, that to me just doesn't seem nearly as interesting or as exciting. Hopefully for the Preds that we know before Saturday that they're in, they're clinched, and they backdoored it. But if not, they're going to have to take care of business against a Carolina Hurricanes team, which, again, they have not beaten this entire season, 0-5-1, two opportunities to do so, and then, more than likely, a best-of-seven series. While nothing is fully decided yet, it's basically been determined the 2-3 is going to be Tampa and Florida, and the 1-4 is going to be Carolina
series,
Nashville.
By the way.
I'm telling you, fellas,
that's
I'm going to
be a great series.
Dialed in on that one. Carolina's at 79, Tampa and Florida both at 75. Tampa and Florida face off against each other the last two games of the season, just like the Preds and the Carolina Hurricanes. So if either of those series was to go seven, fellas, nine consecutive games against that divisional opponent, added to the other six you played in the regular season, you could be looking at playing 15 games against a division rival in what was only a 56-game schedule. And it's pretty incredible. I think the intensity is about to get dialed up to 11.
All right. Thank you, Charlie. Predneck Nation, 5-5.
Yeah, very proud to be in the trenches with the Renegades of Puck each and every day. If it's 5 o'clock on your clock, the Renegades of Puck are on the radio here at Nashville Sports Radio. So appreciative of everybody for helping me out over at onthefourcheck.com. Sean C. Smith, Brian Bast, and, of course, the Ultimate Predator, Kyle Perkins, with all of those ridiculous memes that he's putting out during the game. And, of course, the Ultimate One. By the way, I had to dial the Ultimate One back today. He was a little too salty. He doesn't handle those losses to Columbus very well. not one bit. I had to dial his shift time back to that. I was afraid we were looking at an incident if I had put him on this morning. So, but appreciate you guys giving us the mention there. The Renegades of Puck back on the air today right here at 5 on Nashville Sports Radio.
No filler, no fluff, no company line, no fanboy blogging. Just the real deal from the Renegades of Puck.
Man, some cool cat does say that.
Titans news, free agent signing running back Brian Hill. It was announced by his agency, 25 years old, 4 years in the league, Cincinnati, Atlanta, former fourth-round pick out of Wyoming, spent the last 3 years in Atlanta. This past year had 100 carries for 465 yards, so saw significant minutes, and that averages out to be 4.65 yards per carry. I was watching some footage on him.
Mm-hmm. He's pretty quick. Yeah.
You get him in open space, he can do something. And I don't know that he might just come in. Well, obviously he's going to compete with Darrington Evans and Jeremy McNichols, who are the other two running backs on the roster right now for that position. And I think it's a mid-level signing, and I'm not going to throw a parade for it, but I think I like it. The guy's got some skill, man. He's a player.
Yeah, and, only 25 years old, and, he doesn't have a lot of mileage on him. You know, you always monitor that and worry about that for running backs. So, he seems like he'll be a nice addition to the running back room and get them in there with the guys you mentioned and King Henry, and away we go. So, like you said, this doesn't clinch the Super Bowl, but it's a good solid signing.
It is. All right, that gets us going this morning. Coming up at 10:05 today, and we're in a 24-hour period. It's an annual thing put on by the Community Foundation. Pat Embry, who's joined us, this is a positive time. Last time he joined us was right after the tornadoes, with a couple follow-ups as well of how people can help, right after the tornadoes came through last spring. But this time, it's a good deal, and want to just let everybody get involved. This goes to multiple nonprofits do such great work in our community. I'm definitely going to push possibilityplacetn.org. You've heard me talk about Possibility Place, where Clay goes. But he'll join us. But coming up after this first break, do a little prognosticating from Vegas. It will be none other than Brad Powers.
Hey, Nashville, this is Crazy Charlie Sonia, and it's time to put 2020 in the rearview mirror as I tell you all about Bongo Java. Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company now is also located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh, locally roasted coffee and fresh baked goods all day long. For me, there's no better way to start the day than with the Egg McBongo. It's perfect. A fried egg with cheddar jack cheese on an English muffin. That, paired with a cup of coffee, is the best way to start your day at Bongo Java in the Omni Nashville Hotel. You can kick back and listen to the spin of vinyl records while enjoying a board game or two with all of your best friends. Open at 7 days a week and brewing up till 2. Bongo Java adds to the great Omni Nashville Hotel experience. That's Bongo Java, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Maxwell, he was scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet said, he's the drain. Third vet said, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
BINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Get some Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
BINOVITE.com. The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Mostly sunny, high 71. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows 45. Sunshine for Friday, highs near 70. Saturday, chance of rain, cloudy, highs around 66. And Mother's Day, chance of showers, high 75. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio
Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Pope, representative of Omni National Hotel and Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. We're hanging out in the Strike and Spare studios. The beating I took during the break, I led going into the break, you know, what we've got coming up, sort of set it up. And with such, as you called, conviction.
Yes.
I go, coming up next, we're going to go out to Vegas, do a little prognosticating with Brad Powers, and Charlie hits the break, and you guys just bang the hell out of me.
Well, Charlie and I look at each other, and I felt bad breaking the news to you. I said, Brad was on yesterday. Today's Thursday.
Yeah, I know.
We have Corbs.
I know. I know.
I know you know.
I know.
But I had to tell you. Anyway.
I brain farted, okay?
It happens, bro.
I mean.
Hey, I'm north of 50. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's yesterday.
Yeah.
Today is Vanderbilt baseball coach Tim Corbin joining us on the F&M Bank phone line, I think. Hey, Tim.
Hey,
how you doing,
hey, coach,
man?
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. All the way here from Las Vegas.
Let's talk some sports betting, everybody, with Corbs.
A2, Brute. Oh, man. I deserve it. But the thing is, Tim, was so funny. I said it with such conviction.
Yeah.
I mean, boom.
You had me convinced.
Yeah. So, anyway, tomorrow we'll announce you coming on at 9:25 as well. So, hey, you know, the level of talent that you've been playing here the last 3 weeks, pretty amazing. They put something. I was watching the game on Tuesday afternoon up in Louisville, and the ESPN broadcast put up the winningest programs since the start of the 2007-08 season, each with 641 wins. And I would have guessed Vanderbilt and might have guessed Louisville, but wow, both of you have sort of, your ascent has sort of paralleled each other with you and what Dan has done up there.
Well, he's certainly done a nice job. We started playing one another in 2008 when he went from Ole Miss to Louisville, and he moved that program. I think it was 2007 was his first year, and they went right to the College World Series. He took a group of kids who I think were pretty talented, some seniors, but he found some gold right away. He did a nice job with them, and they certainly played well in the College World Series their first time out. But since that time, he's really, that program's been a model of consistency. So he's done a wonderful job, and got a good rivalry between both schools for sure.
Well, a lot of that has to do you meeting, and I thought at times some laziness on the selection committee with the pairings, but your paths cross quite often in the postseason. Now, when you get to the College World Series, those games aren't, you know, initially set up by the whoever sets those things up, but it just, that's another reason, because you've sort of, your paths have crossed, I guess, because of vicinity and everything. But this midweek series, Battle for the
Barrel, is which you guys started, I think, in 2012. I think this was the ninth one. I don't know many midweek college baseball rivalries that have that kind of level of intensity and competitiveness.
You're right. I mean, it's kind of got a football feel to it. The old Oak and Bucket, you know, it's just a game that we took and we made something out of it. And it's, you know, just one time, but you mentioned we've run into them quite a bit. 2009 and 2010 were really the 2 years back to back that Louisville and Vanderbilt got very familiar with one another. And we played them in the regular season, but we went to Louisville twice as regional pairings, and they were the host. And that's when, you know, to your point, it felt like the regional committee was getting a little bit lazy because they were sticking two very good teams with one another because they were relatively close and we were banging on one another. And that's when the rivalry grew. I think 2009, we had a pretty good team. They did too. We went there. They beat us. 2010, I thought, was one of their best teams. And we went there and won the final game on a safety squeeze. And then after that time, that was the flood year in Nashville. We played the game for a benefit. And then after that, 2012, that's when it became the Barrel game. And it's been, as you mentioned, a good game. I think Dan spoke out after the game the other night. And, you know, I appreciated his words just in terms of, it was there was no crowd there, and it was just because the state and Louisville would not allow fans in. So it didn't have the same feel to it, and I think, you know, from his vantage point and our vantage point too, that was too bad for the kids because you want to see that game promoted and the fans have a great time coming, and it adds to it, but it didn't happen. So, you know, hopefully things will grow next year.
Coach, you mentioned, you know, the game the other night. You know, you guys played pretty well, but one bad inning kind of set the tone for this game. And I guess that's baseball, Susan, right? I mean, it's crazy how just one bad inning can make a game go out of whack.
I think, especially when you're not really swinging the bats that well, John, that was, you know, our deal. It didn't feel like we had a lot of juice. And, you know, I felt that. I think no excuses. I mean, we had a long weekend. We were supposed to play that game at 7 o'clock, and we got right back into buses on early Tuesday morning and drove up there. But I just felt like we didn't have much juice. Now, I say that, I don't think the game did. You know, we got seven hits, they got five. They scored seven runs, we scored two. And we didn't really get any big hits at any point in time. We didn't string any offense together, and I just felt like our barrels were behind a little bit. And but I thought we pitched well. You mentioned the one inning; that was really the only inning that I felt like we kind of came undone a little bit. We had a walk, and then a miscue on a tough decision in the infield. Then we had a balk, and then we had a runner picked off, but we threw the ball into center field. So it was just kind of a calamity for a short amount of time, but the damage was done during that inning. We couldn't muster a comeback. We started to at the end. We loaded the bases in the final inning, but we just couldn't get the big hit. So move forward and understand that these things happen, and we have had a tough go of it in terms of travel and played good teams. And I think when you put things in perspective, you know that at some point in time during the year, it's not always going to look the way you want it to. But you hope that when we get back here, we'll be able to be a little bit rested, even though we're going through exams and get through the weekend.
Well, also, you started Christian Little, the freshman. He looks the part. I tell you, if he is the heir apparent to your top two, you know, there were some freshmen in there. We saw it at times, but I like. I think he's got a bit of that attitude you like. I sense that anyway. Hadn't seen him pitch a lot, but I really like his makeup.
No, I appreciate you saying that. He is. Yeah, he's a. You know, his year has been, I think he'll look back at this year and go, holy cow, I can't believe I did that. You know, he went to school his sophomore year, high school sophomore year, and last year was his junior year, COVID year. So he hasn't been in school since his sophomore year of high school. And so this really should be his senior year of high school. So the young man at 17 years of age is thrust into this program without a fall and has done pretty good, pretty well for himself. You know, it's been sporadic, but I think anyone could understand that. But I think you see the physical abilities. You see the size, you see the strength, you see the fastball. I thought the other night was the best game that he had pitched. I thought his command was good. He got to the strike zone. He made very few mistakes. You know, if you give up a solo home run, you give up a solo home run. Those don't beat you. It's the multiple run shots that get you beat a little bit. But I thought he did a really nice job of keeping us in the ball game and getting us deep, too. You know, he got us into the sixth inning, which was good. And then after that, we went freshman. So we threw four freshmen against a very good team. So it's a good experience for those boys anyway.
Do you handle a 17? Have you ever had a 17-year-old on your roster?
No. Yeah. I mean, this is the first time.
And, yeah.
You wonder sometimes, is it fair? But the reality is, if we don't get him, we probably don't get him next year. You know, just from a draft standpoint. He falls in the draft. And he wanted to avoid that. His parents did not want him to go through that. They wanted him in school, and they felt like, you know, this was the best decision for him, is to get him in academically, get him moving in the right direction. He's going to go to summer school this summer, which is good. He's going to catch up a little bit. But, yeah, he's a quality kid, and he's, you know, from a quality family. And I'm glad to see some of the growth. I'm seeing some academic growth, and that's usually where you start to see physical growth, is when you start to see organization outside of the game, and I'm seeing that from him.
Tim Corbin is our guest. Coach, you mentioned it yesterday. How happy are you to get back to the Hawk and for this series with Alabama after so many tough games on the road?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think for several reasons, John. I think, number one, to play at home. Number two, to play at home while we're going through exams. I think that's a tough deal. You know, the guys have, you know, they're carrying their books up to Louisville, studying on the way back. So, you know, there's a lot going through their mind, you can tell. And every year you feel this way with them. But you know what? It's part of the college experience. No one's complaining, but I think, you know, there's such a breath of fresh air when it's all over with. So, you know, they've got a lot on their plate. And in a unusual year, it's a little bit different because it just, the exams don't fall on one day. They've got a lot of projects because it's a lot of non-personal activities away from classrooms, non-traditional. And, you know, you go back to a guy like Christian Little, that's not easy for him either. His first term in school is without person training. So, that's a little bit difficult. But I think just to be home, and looks like it's good weather for the weekend, and it's growing in fan attendance, which is good. A couple weeks from now, we'll have 100%, which will be nice. But we're certainly happy to be home against a very good team here.
Yeah, how difficult is that? And you've navigated through this, you know, your entire tenure as a collegiate head coach, but this time of year, where, you know, you mentioned it, projects are due, finals are coming up, et cetera, et cetera. These kids have a lot on their plate. And you're trying to keep them, you know, motivated and ready to go. And you talked about a lack of juice the other night. How difficult is that for you as a coach to navigate through all this?
I mean, I think it is. I think it's almost like knowing when to pull the plug a little bit. You know, yesterday, you know, we just told him to, you know, stay away from the facility, and for no other reason than to reset, you know, just to kind of concentrate on academics and get away from the facility. Not swinging the bat's going to do them some good, and not throwing the ball around is going to do them some good. And you get in here today and you get into a nice workout and prepare for the weekend. But I think it's just those times, John, when you know that, okay, we don't really need to do anything right now. We need to kind of release them from this so they can kind of regroup a little bit and do them some good. So, yeah, I think it's just kind of feeling your team and knowing when enough's enough and knowing when to kind of ramp it up a little bit. But right now, it's a time where you got to be selective in what you do and certainly put them in a position where they can feel their legs and they can feel their brain more than anything and act accordingly.
That feeling of the brain part, man, I hadn't done that in years, apparently. But Tim Corbin with us on the F&M Bank phone line. All of that said, still tied for first in the East, two series to go. Talk about, obviously you want to win the East. You want to get the best seeding in there. But we know there's a larger picture. I'm not going to get you looking ahead of Friday. Don't worry about that. But do you sense that, you know, this is sort of there's ebbs and flows. You talk about all those external things you're having to deal with your team, but that maybe you want your team playing its best ball again in mid-May going forward. Is that, I know we're almost mid-May, but late May, let's call it that, and then into June. Do you do anything particular to try to get peaking at the right time?
Yeah, I think as far as setting up the training environment and the days off and, you know, not doing the same thing all the time. You know, it's when you have those off days, what you do with them is just as important as anything. I think we do some group individual work on certain days rather than train as a team, and I think it's good. I think it's just making sure that this time of year they don't swing the bat too much. You know, it's like the hay's in the barn. You know, it's more about being mentally prepared than anything else. And I think the other piece, which we do pretty well, is when school is over, then we hit the weight room pretty good. That's when there's another clip of strength training that takes place, just because you know that we've got more time, they've got more recovery time. And also, the temperature of the games and the temperature of the weather is moving in a northward direction, and it takes a lot out of their body. So you just want to be mindful of that. But at the same time, their body needs to be prepared for that. And I think that those are the areas of accent. But, I've always felt like we play good baseball towards the end of the year. I've always felt that way about our group, and we'll continue to do that. And I, you know, as many times as we've spoken on Thursday morning, I've always felt, going back to the beginning of the year, regardless of what the record was, I felt like if we could stay healthy, which has been tough for us, certainly from a pitching standpoint, we had a chance to get better at the end of the year. And I still feel that way. I still feel like there's a lot of growth with this bunch.
Do you notice the subtle reminder that today is Thursday coming from Tim?
Yeah, today is Thursday, not Wednesday.
I caught that, Tim. Thanks a lot.
I just like the fact that he has the boys in the weight room. You've seen Corbs' guns. You know, he sets the example. He sets the tone, man.
Oh, God.
Hey, Tim, I'll be honest with you. When I think of you, I don't think guns. I'll just tell you, okay? I mean,
yeah, we think natties.
I think you are more cerebral. But, all right, Friday night at 6:30, Saturday at 2, Sunday at 1, Alabama in town, and then you got to go to Ole Miss and back with Kentucky. So three more weekends to go of SEC play. As always, thanks for joining us on Thursday morning.
Thank you, Coach.
Happy Thursday, Greg.
Thanks, Tim. Tim Corbin banging on me on the F&M Bank phone line. I got that.
I mean, I tried to be, but that's the way Corbs is. He's, you know, he's got that subtle New England humor. You know what I mean? That dry New England sense of humor. Well, you know what I'm saying?
And he knows it. You know, we've been doing this for a long time, obviously.
Yeah,
I deserve it.
But here's the thing, Pogey. You owned it. You owned it. You owned it.
It's, man,
you know.
But that was.
Nah, don't beat yourself up over
no,
it.
No, man, I was proud of the out. Proud of the out of how convicted I was.
I've walked to the set thinking in my mind that I had, like, ordered graphics and all this type of stuff, and I'll literally be in the break before sports. Hey, we don't have such and such. We don't have this. I'm like, I could have sworn I put it in.
You did yesterday,
right?
For yesterday's
exactly.
Show.
Yeah, so right. I mean, you know, this is live TV. This is, you know, not saying one's better than the other, but yeah. You know, it is what it is, man. It's all good.
I thought we'll have fun with it. Hey, we're wide open to the top of the hour. You want to give us a call on the F&M Bank phone line? Do so at 615-844-5600.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
Bon dia, like good day, good morning, I think.
I can say, je m'appelle David, but that's probably it.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
This year is my year to get fluent in Spanish, and Babbel is definitely going to help me do that. The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
I've tried other language learning apps, and nothing really stuck. Babbel's been a complete game changer for me.
Hoy es miércoles, y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Estoy con fome. Yo no tomé café de mañana.
Je suis des États-Unis, et du vient tu.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
DQ presents. Picture this. Picture the new DQ Summer Blizzard Treat Menu with iconic flavors that taste like instant summer. You order the one and only Drumstick Blizzard with peanuts. Oh, wow. Crunchy waffle cone pieces, world-famous DQ Soft Serve, and Blue Sky Bliss. Or maybe you get the Brownie Batter Blizzard. Ooh-wee. Fudgy brownie goodness. You're feeling breezy and dreamy all over. Moments like these are why the new DQ Summer Blizzard Treat Menu exists. Get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
At Slim Chickens, you and your family are our first priority. In every restaurant, we're working to ensure our food is safe, fresh, and ready when you are. From in-store pickup, curbside service, or now, you can get it delivered right to your door. Just order online or through the Slim's app. We're here for you, and we're ready to serve. Download the Slim Chickens app to order, earn rewards, and get it delivered.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whether you like Alabama or not, you're witnessing an unparalleled, unprecedented run. You're living it. You're watching it. You have memories that are deep of it. To be that dominant, you don't get to see that through the years that much. But this right here is crazy. This right here is off the chart. Can't believe it's happening, and they're not slowing down.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Sports
Radio, WNSR. 615-844-5600 to get you on the F&M Bank phone line. It is Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Pogue right here. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Want to give us a call, whatever. Have you seen the stuff that's been floating out there of where Aaron Rodgers might land? And there was the a writer floated the possibility that he come here. Aaron Rodgers here for Tannehill and the next two first-round draft picks, 22-23.
I'm not even going to dignify that with a response. Okay.
Yeah.
We all thought Tom Brady was coming here last year, didn't we? Or we were led to believe.
Yeah.
You're going to give up two first-round picks when you already have a pretty darn good quarterback who's a little bit younger and seems to fit your offense? I don't know. I'm sorry.
I don't know. Let me play devil's advocate. Can he get you? Aaron Rodgers has been carrying that team in a lot of ways just himself. Aaron Rodgers can carry a team to the Super Bowl. I don't think Tannehill can. I'm not a Tannehill detractor because, you look to his playoff postseason numbers, they're lower, obviously, and all the different things. He did make a hell of a throw to A.J. Brown to put him in position to win one. But, I understand it. It just seems like a steep price. But I tell you, it's interesting to think if you're ready to win right now, do you not do it? Because it's a definite upgrade, okay? There's no doubt about it. It's a huge upgrade over Tannehill. But that and again, I'm playing devil's advocate with this.
Well,
okay?
The best way for me to answer that, Greg, mm-hmm. and you know, you bring up a good point, and that is a good devil's advocate scenario that you bring up. Me, from where I sit, not knowing how much better my defense is going to be, I got to know that first before I even think about bringing in A-Rod.
Yeah, let me ask you this, though. Those 20, if Rodgers comes and he takes you to the playoffs both years, those 22 and 23 draft picks will be what? 25 to 32 range? So you're not like you're giving up a top half of the draft pick if you do what you want to do. You understand what I'm saying? You
know, yeah.
You'd hope to be picking 32nd.
And to add to that, if he comes in and, you know, we just go to the playoffs, well, Ryan Tannehill can do that. He's done that the last 2 years.
Is there another level?
It's Super Bowl or bust if you make this move. You have to win the Super Bowl.
Well, I think it is right now with the Titans either way. I think they have gotten to the point where it's Super Bowl or bust
now. I'm sure that's what they believe inside their offices.
Well, they should. Yeah. They've been in the playoffs four of the last five times. 2 years ago, championship game. Last year, disappointing road loss to start it all out.
But you did win your division.
Yeah, exactly.
With a horrible defense.
Yeah. I don't know. I think there's a little bit of smoke to this. I don't know if there's any fire, but I think the smoke is real.
Well, listen. You, as an NFL general manager, you do your due diligence. You lob a phone call to whoever in Green Bay and just say, hey, what's going on? What can you tell me? You know, if you were to make a move, what would it entail? What would you want? You know? So you do that. And if J-Rob did that, then yeah, he's doing his job, right? So I can certainly understand that. But I just think you made a pretty substantial financial commitment to Ryan Tannehill because you believe he's the guy that can get you where you want to go. And I understand Rodgers is a different dynamic. He's an all-time great. He's one of the greatest quarterbacks ever to play in this league. And, you know, he still has a live arm at 36 years old. I get all that. But, you know, just basically a year after you make this big financial commitment to Ryan Tannehill, you're going to kick him to the curb and bring in somebody else? I mean, it's happened before.
Yeah, kicking the curb's a little strong. I think if you can get an upgrade, business is business. So, and you're not kicking him to the curb. You're trading him to Green Bay. So, there's a lot of conversation out there about it.
Greg, I got to push back on that a little bit because it is kind of kicking him to the curb. You basically, last year, you made a financial commitment to this guy and said, hey, you're our guy, man. You rescued us in 2019. We were on the brink of death. You know, we had to bench Marcus. You came in. You jump-started our offense. He comes back last year, accounts for 40 touchdowns, and then you tell him, hey, you know what? It's just not good enough. I understand the premise.
I don't think you've traded him for Aaron Rodgers is saying he's not good enough. It's saying he's not as good as Aaron Rodgers.
What's the difference?
Well, Aaron Rodgers was the MVP.
No, I understand that. What's the difference between telling Ryan Tannehill, oh, it's not? We're not saying you're not good enough, but this guy's better.
He is.
You're telling me he's not good enough?
Well, you're not as good as Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I respectfully disagree with that premise.
Well, anyway, you can't go through business in the NFL or any professional sport worrying about feelings.
So you're saying you think there's a what percent chance do you give this of actually happening?
15.
15?
15%. Nothing in this league surprises me anymore. Aaron Rodgers is going to land somewhere. And he's looking around and he wants to go to a winner. Somebody's ready to win right now.
I think he's either
going to
play for Green Bay or he's going to retire and host Jeopardy.
He's not retiring, I tell you. I guarantee you that ain't happening. Not yet. By the way, his fiance, Shailene Woodley, the actress, her and Reese Witherspoon are good friends. They've been hanging out at a Green Hills Mall. I just made that up. But that's the kind of, remember when Brady Giselle was spotted?
Giselle was over at the
NBA.
NBA.
Looking at schools.
Yeah, looking at schools. They're looking at houses.
Yeah.
I got a friend who knows a real estate person in, you know, in that area. And said that,
well, I'll tell you what, just let it simmer. Let it simmer. Let's do this. Let's take a
we're
break.
We're going to put a wager on this, man, because this ain't happening, bro.
I'm not betting on that. You're going to have to give me big odds. But I don't, you know.
50% is pretty significant.
Hey, just Google Aaron Rodgers. There's a lot of reputable reporters writing about this right now. That's all I'm saying. All right, let's take a break. Want to give us a call? Please do.
Hey, guys. It's Zach from Millennial Sports Mornings here to talk to you about Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. They have been serving the Nashville area for more than 28 years with a long-standing tradition of providing outstanding customer service to anyone who steps on their lot. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or service your vehicle, you can be sure that their team will dedicate themselves to your individual needs. They also offer much more than just legendary customer service. They will help you find the vehicle that fits your lifestyle, personality, and most importantly, your budget. If you like what you hear, then simply call to schedule an appointment at 615-865-7220. Again, that's 615-865-7220. Or you can just stop by at 1550-1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. And check them out on the web at NissanOfRivergate.com. And look, you can trust me. Not only am I a spokesperson, but I'm a customer. That's Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville, or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, co-workers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Today's going to be mostly sunny with a nice late afternoon shower and thunderstorm, high 72. A few showers and thunderstorms this evening, clearing overnight, the low 44. Friday's going to be sunny, high 70. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
You know, there's a lot of baseball games today. I also was looking at the number of strikeouts per game and the number of hits per game and everything, and how off balance it always is. And it reminded me of FanDuel and getting a little action down on baseball. What a time to do it with FanDuel Sportsbook. If you've never bet on baseball before, now's the perfect time to give it a shot. FanDuel letting new users swing for the fences risk-free. You'll get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win. And once you have an account, you get up to $25 back each day in site credit if your same game parlay bet falls one leg short. This way you can combine multiple baseball bets, in-game betting, all of the stuff for an even bigger win all season long. There's a reason FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sportsbook app. Simple to use, great odds on all the different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlays, and always on promotions to let you get more action out of every game every day. And when you win, FanDuel will pay you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. I was talking about just the numbers of strikeouts per game and hits per game. Strikeouts per game up, hits per game down. It's amazing why, and really don't know why that is. I guess because right now the average fastball is like 97 miles per hour, but it's crazy. But anyway, just look at pitchers for a while still. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with the promo code Greg P to get on the action.
Greg P, right?
Yes.
That's what you said, Greg P.
I did. Said about every day, John. FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Greg P. You have to be 21 and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager for the risk-free bet only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable. Site credit expires in 7 days. There are restrictions. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. I had those numbers written. It's staggering, the number of, but you know, then you'll see these games like 18-4 or something like that. Mm-hmm. Just the number of strikeouts compared to the number of hits. By the way, Sonny Gray yesterday.
Yeah.
What, 7 innings, 8 strikeouts, no runs, shutout. He pitched 7 shutout innings with 8 strikeouts. His second really, really good effort in a row. So good for him.
Well, he was good, but not as good as Johnny Means. No hitter. Should have been a perfect game for the Orioles against the Mariners yesterday. No. Yeah, I was watching that on MLB.TV. Great performance by him.
Yeah.
Wasn't doing anything really fancy. He was just rearing back and throwing the ball.
Isn't that the first one since Jim Palmer?
1969. Yeah. First complete game no-hitter. They combined for one back in the 90s or something like that.
Jim Palmer.
Yeah. The jockey underwear guy. Google it, kids.
You would bring that up in his past.
If I didn't, you would have.
No, I would talk about a Hall of Fame career on the field.
You love talking about underwear.
Also, an amazing broadcaster. Well, if I was going to talk about men in underwear, it would be Joe Namath.
That's right.
All right. We got another hour of this.
WPDQ, Frankspro. On
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits last week fell to 498,000, the lowest since the pandemic struck 14 months ago. Tomorrow, the government issues monthly numbers for April. Good news comes from U.S. public health officials.
The CDC releasing new projections showing that high vaccination rates, continued masking, and social distancing could bring a sharp decline in COVID cases by July. Still, threats remain like variants and questions about how long vaccines will provide protection.
At CBC's Whit Johnson, President Biden travels to Louisiana today to push his $2 trillion infrastructure plan. Republican lawmakers are pushing back against the idea of paying for it by raising taxes on corporations and wealthy Americans. Congresswoman Liz Cheney, number 3 in the House GOP leadership, says in an opinion piece in the Washington Post that Republicans are at a crossroads and need to decide whether they'll stand by former President Trump or, in her words, choose truth. This is ABC News.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, with 24/7 support and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Microban 24 protects against Staphylococcus aureus and Enterobacter aerogenes bacteria, but does not provide 24-hour protection against viruses. Every time you touch a surface, you leave behind bacteria. Use Microban 24 sanitizing spray to keep surfaces sanitized all day. Spray on hard surfaces to kill 99.9% of bacteria and viruses initially, including the virus that causes COVID-19. Microban 24 keeps killing bacteria for 24 hours, touch after touch. When used as directed, Microban 24, touch after touch, it doesn't give up.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're driving for distance, pitching for precision, or putting to win it all, come to Edwin Watts Golf Shop to get custom fit for all your clubs throughout your bag. Hit a few balls and let our team show you the latest swing technology and data that will help optimize your game. Having each club tailored to become your gamers will help you start shooting lower scores. Let Edwin Watts Golf Shops help you make every shot the perfect one. Come in and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Are you ready to rock, boys and girls?
Behold,
it's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, welcome back to the Greg Vogue and John Burton Show, brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Garden Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Vogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
It is our number two, brought to you by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town, and Omni Nashville Hotel. Well, it's the big payback, Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, the eighth year, the past 7 years, raising nearly $21 million from nearly 150,000 donations for participating nonprofits. It's a 24-hour online giving event that has just exploded. 1,017 organizations from 33 counties are participating, and we're right in the middle of it right now. And we're joined now by my good buddy, Pat Embry. He is the Director of Media and Community Relations for the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee. We had Pat on before in bad times,
yeah.
But now this is such a positive and good time thing. Pat, good morning. How you doing,
Pat,
man?
How are you? Thanks for being on.
Hey, great, fellas. How you all doing?
We're doing great, man. You know, compared to where we were a year ago, right? We're getting back on track, and the good Lord willing, we're going to get to where we need to go,
back.
Right?
Starting to ease back, and thanks for the plug, Greg. I am constantly amazed by the efforts of nonprofits in this region. They step up every single time. The numbers of just day-to-day heroic acts that never get reported and even mentioned is just astounding. And so this year, more than any year we've done the big payback, these folks need our help and give generously. One of the cool things about it is if you haven't eaten the slightest bit of fascination by running totals, and I know as sports guys, we definitely are. We can't get enough of stats. Just pulling up the bigpayback.org and watching that tote board just roll like that is absolutely mesmerizing. I have spent way too much time on that since it kicked in live at 6 o'clock last night, and it'll go till 6 o'clock tonight. So you have plenty of time to give.
How did it all get started? What's the genesis of this? We know where it is now and how huge it is.
Well, we started it. I say we. I was a dedicated volunteer for the Community Foundation since shortly after Ellen Lehman, and started it in her garage 31 years ago. And there had been other community foundations across the country that had kind of dipped their toes in the online giving event. So we decided 8 years ago, hey, why not Nashville? And so the first year raised, I think, $1.4 million, which was spectacular, right? And then it's just kind of grown from there. We even busted the internet 1 year and raised $2.5 million.
I remember that. You blew up the internet. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it wasn't my dang fault. I can let the record say. I mean, as old hat, we're so old. I know I filed the. I'm staring at my laptop right now. I know I filed the first story in Nashville, Tennessee, from a laptop because you and I are on the banners. Well, you were probably still firing jumpers from all points as a.
Yeah, I'm that much younger than you. Yeah, right,
legend.
Pat.
Yeah, and while I was out at the banner, sure, covering the Sounds and TSU and Vanderbilt, but yeah, so we've come a long way from there, Greg. Although, you know, your basketball game, I'm presuming, has not.
No, it's stuck. It's stuck in neutral. By the way, I did go to the bigpayback.org, and I'm watching. You can get dizzy watching that thing.
I know.
I was just showing
it's
John.
It's constantly moving.
There it goes again.
Yep.
2.4 million.
Wow.
Already.
Hey, it's stick taps for that, man.
You have almost 20,000 donations heading to 877 organizations. That's crazy.
That's crazy. And here's a proposition for your many listeners. About this time of day for the big payback, I start feeling particularly sorry for the organizations that haven't done as much fundraising and are sitting there either they're on zero or just a few dollars. So I would encourage if any of your listeners don't know who they're going to give to, why don't you start the bigpayback.org is fascinating on what they can do. You can filter it by, you know, who's leading, but you can also filter by who hasn't received donations. So there's still scores of nonprofits that haven't raised anything yet. And so take some time to look that over. There's lots of great organizations there and some that are well known that haven't picked up anything. So why not give $10 to the first 10 you see, so that they're off of zero, and then who knows what happens then, right? It's a long way. Some folks, we give prizes along the way from our generous sponsors, y'all, for, most raised in whatever category in an hour. And so some of them kind of laying in the philanthropic weeds, so to speak, until their time comes, and boom, all of a sudden you'll see a whole bunch roll in. So, and I know, my preacher, Becca Stevens, who started, her, great, great organization years ago, Thistle Farms. I know they had they're doing a live event at their cafe on Charlotte Avenue. Charlotte Pike today, and they have a goal of $100,000. And knowing Becca like I do, they'll get close to getting that, if not surpass it. So it's going to be a fun day. I know, John, to plug your station, Channel 5. Mm-hmm. I'm leaving y'all to go to meet your colleague and my friend Casey Mason.
Oh, she's great.
A place called Snooty Giggles and Dog Rescue.
What? Snooty Giggles?
They want our trivia contest. We do it to y'all every year.
Right.
And I'm trying to say Snooty Giggles out loud as many times as possible between now and noon so I don't giggle saying the name Snooty Giggles.
Well, apparently they want you to. Just don't be snooty doing it, okay?
Yeah. Well, I'm not really capable of snooty. Yeah. But Casey's so great.
She's fantastic.
She can go out there. I mean, she could show up at a hot dog roast and make it sound like it's the most spectacular thing you've ever been.
She's always on, man. She is a bright light for sure.
Always on, and I feel sorry for you. All are still not back in the. Are you back in the studio?
We're in. No, we're in. Yes,
yeah,
we're
yeah.
in.
We yeah. never left,
you're
actually.
All, you're all in.
Yep.
That's great. Well, I think what the pandemic has shown us is we need to keep give Greg Pogue a wide berth anyway. And so I would encourage mask wearing at all times with Greg, and I plan on having a mask every time I'm around.
Well, listen, I am double amped on antibodies. Okay, I had COVID, and then I got the both Pfizers, so I'm double amped.
Hey, you know what? Today marks two weeks to the day that I got my second vaccination, so I'm good.
There you go.
So,
oh, you're good, John. Well, we can. I mean, we're ready to golf away. So I don't do any fishing like Greg does since I hooked one of my little brothers right above the eye when I was 11 years old.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And that traumatized me to the point I've never picked up a fishing pole since. Who can blame me? Yeah, thank goodness I didn't hit anybody with a golf ball as much as I loved to golf when I was 11, or I wouldn't be playing golf either.
Hmm.
That may be a blessing to the fairways around the that I've gouged across.
Joining us on the F&M Bank phone line, it is Pat Embry, Director of Media and Community Relations, my former boss at the Nashville Banner when he was the editor there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to the basics. Let's say I want to by the way, I'm going to do this right now, and I need to know how to do it. I want to donate $500 to possibilityplacetn.org, which is part of this happening today, and then to match another, I will match up to $500 anything that's donated because of me or my family, Clay especially. So I want to do that. How do I go through the bigpayback.org and designate that, or do I go directly to the Possibility Place or with them? How does that work, Pat?
Well, that's a good question, Greg, and my suggestion would be to let them know you're doing the match so they can publicize that on their socials, and then you'd go ahead and make your $500. It's not really a pledge. Once you get in with us, man, we do the whole thing. Boom, boom. You have your tax receipt, and you're back in your inbox and the whole nine through there. And then leave it up to the, nonprofit then to publicize. And
okay.
Of course you have a pulpit there, right in front of you with the microphone but that's very generous. And again, as anybody who hasn't given to the Big Payback before, it's as easy as ordering off the kiosk at Mickey D's. I mean, it's so easy. And I keep going back. I try to wait, until the second 12 hours, but I've already been on twice today already. Add more. Now our financial folks probably complain. Embry, why didn't you make up your mind the first time? We could just generate the one, but if that's the worst thing I do to my financial team, that's been a great day. Because Greg and I will learn from the feet of some grizzled sports vets, and we figured out that you could count on the road. You could count beer as food. That was a big moment, wasn't it, Greg? When we figured out, and I haven't learned any accounting since.
Well, let me tell you a funny story.
Not a lick.
You know, everybody knows, well, Mark McGee, I followed him as the Vanderbilt beat writer, okay? And of course, he had covered the league. And so wherever, you know, Vanderbilt would go on the road, any of the SEC cities, Mark said, here's a folder for you since you're now going to be covering the SEC on the road. And I thought, well, what is this? It was receipts from restaurants in every SEC city, every SEC town, blank receipts. And you've got, you want Athens? Which restaurant do you want from Athens? Here's some blank receipts. I'm telling that on him. But
Mark McGee, and he's a good Church of Christ boy, and worked at Lipscomb, still does part time.
Maybe not anymore after that. I don't know.
He runs the United Way in Bedford County, but other than that, I don't know a thing about the guy. Right?
I just thought about that. I mean, that was 25. Yeah, that was 25 years ago.
That is most awesome, and knowing Mark like I do, that does not surprise me a lick.
Boss, I never used one.
Well, the statute of limitations is that, and you saying that I was your boss is laughable. You have nobody can boss you, Greg. We just kind of we kind of keep you as muzzled as possible, and that's it. I mean, just let you go, and then, you know, patch on the rump and the rump when you need it, and tell you how much I love you in lieu of a raise.
Yeah.
That was
the MO. Hey, we're not going to give you a raise, but we are going to give you a better title.
Better, all about the titles, dude. And you sit anywhere you want in the newsroom.
Yeah, right? Congratulations.
Any place you want. You can have your own non-office, right?
Yes.
But, I think maybe I've told this story on the air before. That Greg is such a dedicated reporter that we would be at some wild rock show somewhere downtown, and Greg would stop back when we had payphones. And Greg stopped. This is in the middle of the summer, and he goes, "Amrek, stop, please. I got to make a phone call real quick." So he goes, he drops in this payphone. I'm expecting Superman to come out, and it doesn't. It's still Greg when he comes out. But I go, "What were you doing? Why did you need it?" "Oh, I was just calling this recruit's mom to see how she was doing." And he got the scoop. Ron Mercer was going to Kentucky to play for the Cats and that won the national championship. And we absolutely rubbed the competition's nose in it. I worked for the Tennesseans for several years after that, but I'll die a banner guy.
And yeah.
There's nothing like knowing you have it, but we didn't know for sure till like 2 o'clock when.
Oh yeah, we stayed down there till their last one rolled off the presses, and I wouldn't write the story until then because here's the deal, because we shared everything, and then the computer system,
including bathrooms.
So you talk about statute limit. Yeah, we shared bathrooms with the Tennessean, and we're competitors. Yeah. But it was friendly back then,
right?
You know, until Kaharski came along.
Well.
I remember, I'm not even going to say who our IT guy was. He goes, why do you not write your stories? We didn't put our budgets in the computer system. We would do them and hand them out. And the guy says, well, there's no way that they can get in your system. And I said, well, that might be the truth, but guess what? We're sure the hell in theirs.
Yeah. No, I still, I mean, everybody's, imagine, John, if you had just one TV station in town, how much less fun it would be than having four competing like dogs.
Oh, it's great. Yeah.
Every single day.
Yeah. That's part of the fun. You're right, Pat.
Yeah. And if you were the only sports talk show and just completely got to do, say, whatever the heck came up, Levitard or all these national names that you guys were just kind of, come in and say, I'm going to talk about, whatever, catfish today, and that's all you do. Although you guys probably done that with the press, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, thanks to our friend Wolfie, Bob Wolf. We've talked about catfish way more on sports talk than what we ever should have been allowed to, frankly, 50 years. I'm very, very thankful that we're in the business that we're in, that y'all are in the business you're in. And I think what it's shown with the pandemic and with tornadoes and a flood and on and on and on and on is that we rely on the media, and that goes anywhere from the news anchors and the editors of the traditional print and then digital publications to sports talk is that people rally around our media to tell us what's going on and to shed some light onto the world and help us make decisions that make us better citizens. And so, again, anybody tells you all work in the toy department, please correct them because that's never been the case. And all of us matter right now. And if not for sports, what sort of world would we have without the arts and jazz and movies and all that? I mean, that's what separates us from the beasts. You know, that gives us hope and determination and go Titans and go Preds.
Yeah, I've just been sitting here. It's people go to thebigpayback.org, thebigpayback.org, and it'll, the tally board, while we've been on the air, has gone over 20,000 donations.
That's awesome.
Not 20,000 yeah. donations for 2.47, so... Yeah, 2,470,000
2.5 million here for
yeah,
y'all.
Yeah, before we get off the air at 11. So. Yeah. So, yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, people go to it. This is a 24-hour deal, and you can go through there and target the specific charity you like, or pick one, or help some that hadn't gotten anything yet. Do it any way you want
right.
to do it.
And it goes till yeah. 6 o'clock this evening, right? Still have plenty of time.
6 o'clock.
Yep.
6 o'clock tonight.
So while you're listening to the Renegades of Puck with Charlie, what's that?
Yeah.
I was just going to say, while you're listening to the Renegades of Puck, you can make your donations. At, you know, from five
there
to six.
Go.
There you go.
Thanks, Pat. Have yeah. fun. Have fun at
Snooty
Giggles. Snooty Giggles. Yeah. You better say that right.
I'll give Casey my best, John. Now you don't owe her money or anything, do you?
As far as I know, but just tell her hi for me. Tell her hi and tell her hair always looks great. She has the best hair in the market.
All right,
and so does Pat.
That. Yeah,
that's right.
yeah, what I have left. Yeah, I'm trying to do a President Biden sort of. Sweet back sort of thing, and that's not really successful. Certainly our hair color is the same color, so yeah. So
hey, thanks, yeah. Pat. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks again for having
thanks,
me.
Thanks, man.
All right, Pat. Pat Embry, longtime newspaper editor in our city, and just anyway, the big payback. It's a once a year. This is the eighth year. It's raised over $21 million, and you can just go to thebigpayback.org, and I'm watching it tick. It's crazy.
Shout out to everybody that either works for and or supports nonprofits because, you know, it takes special people to do both.
All right. Hey, we're wide open the rest of the hour. I want to hear from you. Please do. Give us a call. 615-844-5600.
Are you looking to start your own home gym? Hey guys, it's Zach, and I've got the hookup for you. Premier Fitness Source has opened a new location here in the Nashville area, and they are there to help you build the gym of your dreams. They can help you with residential and commercial exercise equipment and with the entire process from design to sales, installation, and maintenance. They are located at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. From ellipticals to weight benches, they have all the tools you need to achieve your health and fitness goals. Go check out their website at premierfitnesssource.com or go see them in Brentwood at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 next to Publix. And check out their Instagram at PFS_Tennessee. Be sure to tell them that we sent you to receive a free gift. Again, that address is 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. At Premier Fitness Source, they are committed to more than your satisfaction.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Today's going to be mostly sunny with an isolated afternoon shower and thunderstorm, high 72. A few showers and thunderstorms this evening, clearing overnight, below 44. Friday's going to be sunny, high 70. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Pogue hanging out here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center's studio, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Strike and Butte.
It's more than one studio, actually.
Yeah, actually, well, yeah, we got several, but you need to go the one up in Hendersonville, the one in Murphy. All of them are really nice,
yeah.
But the ones, they're Murfreesboro and Hendersonville are cavernous. It's amazing what all they got in there. Laser tag.
I haven't had a good bowling night in a long time.
We
should do a bowling night.
Yeah.
You know, me and Charlie.
Well,
and
the one in Tusculum's just, you know, straight out Nolensville Pike from here.
Mm-hmm.
We get off the air at 11 on a Monday, Tuesday. We'll have a bowling lunch.
We could do that.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to that.
Uh-huh.
At all.
They sell beer. They sell beer and mixed drinks.
They sell beer and mixed drinks?
They sell beer and mixed drinks.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Eric on the F&M Bank phone line. Hey, Eric.
What's
morning.
Up, Eric?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are y'all doing today?
Doing well, man.
Good. You all right?
Hey, yeah, I'm doing pretty good. First of all, JB, I want to say I liked your interview last night with Hutton last night about the Titans and other questions you asked about the Predators and everything. I thought you did a good job. And
thanks.
Certainly the question about whether or not the Titans organization should have been known about the situation they're in, finding themselves in now. To me, yeah, they should have known. I believe them when they said they didn't know because it would look bad if they did know and still drafted them. But it's like it's weird when you have – some people who knew about it and some that didn't, but yeah, mm-hmm. they should have done their homework. And you did, and like I said, they should have known, because when you're talking about, you like to brag about how you throw and do all this stuff and the background information and all the fact checking and everything. Yeah, that does make you look bad if you didn't know.
Yeah, I agree with you, Eric. And you know, like I said, I'm with you. I take them at their word. I believe them when they said they didn't know. But you know, the fact that some teams did know, right, Greg, and some teams didn't. I mean, where's that lack of communication? Where is that, you know, where is that, not a breach, but where is that, you know, that break in the chain of communication? So, you know, we'll see how this all plays out. Go ahead, Eric.
Well, other teams don't have an obligation. You're not talking about that. Other teams, they don't have an obligation to tell other teams.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm basically saying just, you know, how does some teams know and your team not know? When the vetting process is everything, especially now with COVID, when you can't meet with these guys face to face.
Well, isn't that on the scouting? Initially on the scouting, but now it all rolls uphill, and ultimately it's John Robinson's desk where all this falls.
It's on his watch.
Right. But, you know, that's your advanced scouts, so your college scouts. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead, Eric.
I kind of thought it was a little weird that the Chargers or whatever got filed the day before the draft. I don't know if it has to do with the legal process and everything. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But I just kind of thought it was weird that it was filed the day before the draft. The other thing, of course, I want to talk about, I heard you guys talk earlier about the possible trade for Aaron Rodgers. You say it was 36. I thought it was 38. Maybe it's 36. I could be wrong.
I could be wrong.
But the thing is, to me, yeah, it is. If you do make that deal, I personally wouldn't, but if you do, it's kind of a win-now deal because, like I said, whether or not they do or don't do the deal, the Titans may have a 2 or 3 year window because I basically believe that's what they would have if they make the deal for Aaron Rodgers. And I don't know if you get up two first-round draft picks for something that's maybe a 2 or 3 year window, because not only talking about him, you're talking about Derrick Henry, you're talking about maybe has 2-3 years at the most left in him, if that. Because you just don't know. He could hit that wall like, of course, that Ezekiel Elliott hit. So you hope that doesn't happen, but you just do not know. And I don't want to say that last year was, like, wasted, but it gets to a point where, you know, if it doesn't happen within the next 2 or 3 years, you just – it's like, when is it going to happen? Because you don't see it happening, because this is probably the best opportunity they have for something like this to happen. Guys, I'll let you get to some other callers. Y'all take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Eric. I've been on record saying I think last year was a wasted year with how great that offense was and the fact that that defense was so terrible. That was, you know, a Super Bowl level offense, but you couldn't get out of the first round mainly because of your defense.
Aaron Rodgers, 37. We were right in the middle.
Okay.
And he won't have a birthday. He's already, his next birthday.
He just turned 37, right?
Yeah, well, he will turn 37 in December, so he will be 38 at the end of this coming year. His birthday's in December.
Gotcha.
37 most of this season. Mm-hmm. It is. It's out there.
I mean, the thing is, listen, I wouldn't do it, but you know, if the Titans decide to do this, you better cash in. You know, just getting to the playoffs isn't going to cut it. They've been to the playoffs, you know, what we say, for the last 5 years. That, you know, you better cash in and bring that Lombardi home to Broadway if you're going to do that, right?
Eric brought up an interesting point, too, with Derrick Henry. You know, the shelf life now. Mm-hmm.
He's going to hit the wall. Every running back does.
Exactly. And even as much of a workout warrior as he is,
it catches up to you.
And
the physical pounding.
How many carries does he have a year? What, 400? Like, what does he get?
Between 300 and 400 carries every year. Mm-hmm. You know, I think he's had, like, in the last 3 years, not including playoffs, I think he's had, like, just under 900 carries.
Well, that's still not a lot. For the lead running back, usually they're in the 350 to 400 range, aren't they? I'll look that up, but I don't know. I think there is. You know, he's going to go somewhere. I don't think he will ever play in Green Bay again.
See, I think they're going to work this out. I think he's going to come back to play.
I don't.
I think, put it this way. I think he's either going to, you know, or he'll follow through on his threat. I'll just retire and be the host of Jeopardy.
Derrick Henry, 378 last year.
Right.
And then 303 the year before. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you get on earlier in there, he had was sharing the running back with DeMarco Murray.
Right.
Initially.
Right.
The last 2 years, he's carried the ball 681 times. So.
Yeah, so he's got, I agree with Eric, he's probably got three really high quality years left, and then we're probably going to see, you know, the hitting of the wall, if you will. You know, it just happens to every running back. You know, Adrian Peterson, kind of the exception to the rule. Frank Gore is darn near 40, and he hasn't officially retired yet. I think he wants to play this year. So we have seen exceptions to that, but this is a window now, and I mean, that would be a bold move by JR and Amy Adams Strunk and Mike Vrabel and the entire Titans offense to put all your chips to the center of the table and say, we are going for it. You know, we're going to give up draft capital and we're going to kind of mortgage the future and try and get Aaron Rodgers to win now. You maintain there might be a little bit of smoke to this. Maybe. You know, I guess I'm pretty skeptical when it comes to it.
Well, let me ask you this. Have we seen...
Before you say it, I believe the Titans can win a Super Bowl with Ryan Tannehill.
Well, I was just going to ask you, have we seen Tannehill's ceiling? Pretty close to it, right? I don't think there's a lot more that you're going to get out of Tannehill.
Yeah, you're right. The shot clock is starting to tick with him, for sure. You know, he had a great season last year. You know, like I said, it counted for 40 touchdowns. Yeah, like I said, that would basically be the Tennessee Titans putting all their chips at the center of the table. And like I said, if it doesn't work out, you've mortgaged a good chunk of the future. When you have pretty darn good quarterback now, and I mean, listen, with Arthur Smith gone, how much different is with Corey Davis gone, with Jonnu Smith gone, how much different is this offense going to look anyway?
Well, let me ask you this.
And I say, and you're right, a guy like Aaron Rodgers could come in and make just about anything work if he wanted to.
Well, they won the division with this defense, okay?
Yep.
And they lose their first round playoff with this defense. I would contend in that game, the score was 20-13.
Mm-hmm.
I would say going into that game, hey, we're going to give up 20 points. Would you take that? I think you would take that all day.
Greg, I would, but in the critical moments of the game where they had to get a stop, they couldn't do it. Baltimore had the ball after the interception and the penalty. You know, you got an opportunity to get a three and out and get the ball back in decent field position, and they couldn't get a stop, and Baltimore was able to run out the clock.
Yeah, there's other really good players on that other side, too. I just think you take 20 points, and your offense only scores 13. That great offense.
I understand that.
Only scored 13
points.
That
loss was more on the offense than it was the defense, but again, I'll say it again, at the end of the game, when you needed the defense to step up and get a stop and get off the field, give your offense another shot, they couldn't do it.
Yeah, they had to do that to bail out the offense, and they didn't bail out the offense. So that was a total on both sides of the ball breakdown, I think.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so it's out there. Just letting you know, I think before Deshaun Watson's all of the stuff that blew up with him, I think the Texans were going to hold him to it. I think Rodgers, in his mind, is done with Green Bay. This isn't a Russell Wilson thing. This is not a Deshaun Watson pre-whatever thing. I think this is totally different. I'll tell you, I'll do a lunch. I say Rodgers will never play for the Packers again. I'll do a lunch with you.
All right, you're on. All right,
okay.
You are on.
Just for
casual dining, not fine dining.
Right? Casual, of course, John. Of course, John. No, it would be,
dining, I mean like Qdoba or Chipotle.
Here's the deal. It's apparently the way you look, if you win, it's fine dining. If I win, it's casual dining.
I like it.
No, yeah. That's all not right, how deal. It works.
Charlie, mark the tape.
No, mark the tape. Anyway, I don't know.
We'll see what happens. I mean, you know, both sides seem to be pretty well dug in, and Aaron is stubborn, and he's, you know, he's kind of aloof, and he's kind of passive aggressive, and he's kind of a diva. So, you know,
all the more. So you're making my argument for him.
Yeah, I guess. You know, I guess he would fit in nicely with Vrabel, right?
Can you imagine those two egos?
Yes and no.
Yeah.
My goodness. Anyway.
All right. Yeah. Buying or selling a car is one of the biggest financial decisions you can make. That's why Edmunds has been taking the guesswork out of car shopping for over 50 years. Wherever you are in the process, Edmunds.com can help. Edmunds, Edmunds.com. They have tons of local listings for new and used vehicles with deal ratings to let you know if an offer is fair. And their free online tools can help you build your budget, calculate financing, or even get a free appraisal if you're selling or trading in, not sure where to start looking. The Edmunds editorial team test drives over 300 new vehicles a year, reviewing almost every car on the market so you can narrow down your search to their top-ranked SUVs, trucks, cars, whatnot, all of that as well. And, you know, if you really – and this is when I – you know, when I go buy a car, I want to know, am I getting the best deal? Well, how do you know you're getting the best deal? That's what Edmunds.com has been doing forever, quite frankly, 50 years as a matter of fact, telling you how to go about it. Now, they have the tons of choices of all these nearby new and used cars, and what I can do with it is use their filters. I can even broaden my search, or I can narrow my search to get the vehicle exactly what I'm looking for, maybe something that I didn't know that I was looking for, and that's where the in-depth reviews come in by over, 300 new vehicles tested every year. Whether you're just browsing and know exactly what you want, Edmunds gives you that extra boost of confidence. Visit Edmunds.com to get started. For cars, there's Edmunds. For us, there's phones, and we'll get to them right after the break. You know, there's nothing like watching a game with great weather, and there's always action going on at FanDuel Sportsbook. If you've never bet on baseball before, now's the perfect time to give it a shot. FanDuel letting new users swing for the fences risk-free. You get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win. That's right. You lose your first bet, you still get $1,000 in site credit. This way you can combine multiple baseball bets for an even bigger win all season long. There's a reason FanDuel Sportsbook is the number one American sportsbook. The app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlays and always on promotions to let you get more action out of every game every day. And when you win with FanDuel, you're paying your winnings in as little as 24. It's the cool thing about baseball too. They got a bunch of games today. Download that FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up with the promo code Greg P to get in on the action. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Greg P.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
It's time to say see you later, alligator, to embarrassing and troublesome issues with your skin, nails, and hair with all-natural Cayman alligator oil. Cayman oil is locally made, right in Louisiana, where people have been using alligator oil for centuries to treat all kinds of ailments. A drop a day of Cayman oil can help you say see you later, alligator, to athlete's foot, nail fungus, acne, eczema, rashes, dry skin, cuts, infections, MRSA, scars, burns, sunburns, and even ingrown hair and dandruff. If you or someone you know is tired of suffering with any of these skin, nail, and hair troubles, you need to visit mycayman.com to learn more about 100% natural, non-toxic, hypoallergenic Cayman oil and get a bottle today. Say see you later, alligator, with Cayman alligator oil at mycayman.com. That's my C-A-I-M-O-N.com. MyCayman.com. ExteriorExpert.com.
And now Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, our premier full-service exterior expert, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. This message is from Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, backed by over 20 years of experience and an A-plus rating on the BBB. For residential or commercial, roofing, siding, or gutters, call today at 615-788-5031 and online at AbsoluteContractingPlus.com. Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Indulgent Surfaces, Kitchens, and Baths would like to salute everyone who is serving our great country. To the men and women who have helped to uphold and strengthen all that is guaranteed to us through the Constitution. This message is from the crew at Indulgent Surfaces, Kitchens, and Baths. Kitchens, baths, outdoor grills, and more. Give them a call for estimates at 615-656-8677. That's 615-656-8677. Like their Facebook page and follow them on Instagram. Indulgent Surfaces, Kitchens, and Baths. Your Nashville home remodeler, where Chad Bowles and his crew are wishing everyone a healthy and happy summer.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kyle Busch becomes the 10th different winner in 11 races at Kansas Speedway this past weekend. Up next, we are looking at Throwback Darlington Weekend. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Busch, and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
We are now on YouTube.com/Final Lap Radio. Check us out every single weekday right here.
Sports
Radio, WNSR. It's Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Pogue, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, Goggin Cold Hall. I never knew I was working with such an obnoxious Yankees fan, but you are.
I've been told that.
Yes, you are.
I've been called
well,
that.
Well, they were spot on.
Really?
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. It is the F&M Bank phone line. Good morning, Dane.
Dana, Dane! Your boy's about to get his butt kicked.
You brought it this morning, John.
Thank you, man.
Brought it.
How you doing, pal?
I'm doing pretty good. If I were you, John, I would demand that y'all either go, if you win the bet, y'all either go to Bob's or go to the Southern for lunch.
You know what? Or, I'll be just so happy if I win the bet. I'll take a turkey club sandwich at a deli somewhere and be just as happy.
If you want to go outside sponsor, maybe Jimmy Kelly's or something like that.
Or maybe Jimmy John's. Get a nice little Sando, pickles, some chips.
And you're trying to go easy on Greg.
I am.
No, he's afraid he's going to lose the bet, and his tight ass doesn't want to pay.
I'm not going to trust me. I'm not going to lose the bet. I never lose bets.
Hey, Greg, how many lunches does Joe do?
Joe never paid. It was 14. I think I got up to he owed me 14 lunches.
Wow.
Y'all never even made it to Fletcher's, I don't think.
No, it's, you know.
In fact, I actually owe Joe a lunch at Fletcher's.
We'll just transfer that over to me.
we go to Fletcher's sometime. That's pizza of the gods out there.
Oh, yeah, you Fletcher's in Donelson. It's long time. It moved from its original location. It used to be right on the corner of Donelson Pike and McGavick, right? Old building.
That's right.
And they moved out a little bit further out by like Uncle Bud's and that old little swing through right there. As you go over the bridge, you go to the left.
The old Hardy's building.
Yeah. Yep.
That and Hardy's. But anyway, man, that was certainly disappointing in the Predators last night, man. I'm really hoping they can turn it around here in this game. Charlie, you can chime in and help me here. Because I just can still remember how exciting it was in 2017. I'm hoping we somehow might get back to that. But anyway.
Well, Dane, no reason to get down. I mean, everybody wanted to clinch last night. You had a last place team. You had an opportunity to go 7-1 against them on the regular season. But let's face it, came into the NHL about the same time, so it was a chance to beat up on your little brother. And the Nashville Predators dropped that opportunity last night. You know what we like to say, Dane, when there's too many passengers and not enough drivers out there on the team, and it's going to end up like that. I felt like the Preds were a little too passive last night. There could have been a number of reasons for it. I don't have any actual justification or evidence, but I just felt like they took the team, maybe Columbus, a little bit lightly. Maybe the fact they had a little bit more comfortable lead than they have at any point in time in that playoff spot might have led them to slack off just a little bit much. John Tortorella, those players, they're trying to get jobs in the future. They're trying to keep jobs in the current. So the Nashville Predators could have put on a better effort last night. Unfortunately, they didn't. Still 6-2 against Columbus on the season. And overall, they're going to end up in the playoffs. They're going to get the number one overall seed in the NHL, the Carolina Hurricanes. And Dane, if you remember 2017 and how exciting it was, well, the Nashville Predators are going to get another chance to squeak in and get the best team overall in the conference yet again. I don't know what's going to happen. This is not quite the same team as it was in 2017. More youth, more question marks. UC Saros is unproven in net in the playoffs so far. But it could be just as exciting, Dane, if the Nashville Predators are able to get themselves through the first round. There may not be anything left of the 2-3 matchup for a second-round team to go up against. So still very exciting times ahead, Dane. Chin up. Don't get too high. Don't get too low, as the coach would say in the room. And don't worry, you'll get a chance to lace them up again. The Preds might backdoor in before they even take the ice again. So Friday night, watch your scoreboard, Tampa Bay-Dallas. Have a little bit of fun right there. Have yourself a couple of cold ones. And then on Saturday, you'll have Preds-Canes. And hopefully, it'll be a meaningless exhibition between a bunch of Chicago Wolves players at Bridgestone Arena.
You bring it, Charlie.
Thank you, Dane.
Thank you, Dane. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Dane.
All right, 615-844-5600 if you want to give us a call. It's hard to explain sort of last night, but you could really sense they didn't,
they didn't have it.
No jam.
They didn't have it.
I know that's a cliche.
Look, jam is a catch-all word for exactly what you're looking for. You're looking for a no-half-stepping effort full of players giving everything they got out there. There was a chance to step on a division rival. Like I said, that's little brother in Columbus right there. You came in the league at the same time. You pounded on them their entire existence. Why didn't you do it last night? The game was way too close after giving up a 3-goal lead the other night in Columbus. You should have saw a determined and fired-up team coming out. But after Janot scored, John made the reference earlier, it just seemed like they slowed down after that. They was just like, ah, cool, we're in it. They should have remembered they just blew a 3-goal lead the previous game in the third period alone to one player the game before that. Too many passengers on the ice for the Nashville Predators last night. They have two more opportunities, and like I said to Dane, they may clinch tomorrow night when Dallas takes on Tampa Bay. If Dallas loses that game in regulation, it's over, and the two games against Carolina over the weekend on Saturday and Monday are meaningless. And even if they don't get the backdoor clinch, they'll have an opportunity to pick up those points on Saturday at Bridgestone Arena. Dallas, by the way, fellas, we keep talking about how Friday they're in Tampa. They play three consecutive days. The Dallas Stars play Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday at Tampa, and then Saturday and Sunday back-to-backs at Chicago. So for the Nashville Predators, the Dallas Stars' entire season is going to be over before the Nashville Predators skate in their last game on Monday night at Bridgestone Arena. So we're going to know exactly what the playoff picture is. If not on Friday night, then I think definitely on Saturday night, making Sunday and Monday scoreboard watching almost irrelevant.
All right.
How do you handle that from a personnel standpoint? Let's say,
They clinch backdoor Friday night.
Yeah.
You start Pekka-Rinne in both of those games against Carolina Hurricanes. You hide UC Saros somewhere down the tunnel. You bring up Connor Ingram from the taxi squad. You don't let the Carolina Hurricanes even see what UC Saros looks like down the last two, what we'll call exhibition games. What you do, John, also, you have so many healthy players and veterans coming back into the lineup right now. Mm-hmm. Let's face it, other than Arvidsson and Olivier, almost everybody is back now. Mm-hmm. You put out whoever you think is going to take a chance to compete for a job. I want to see Rocco Grimaldi in one of those games. I want to see Richardson out there on the ice in one of those games. I want to see the guys that haven't had the opportunities, because I'm going to tell you right now, Carrier, look at how he stepped up since coming back from injury. Another 20, 22 minutes a night, no problem. Janot, you're going to tell me Janot's coming out of this lineup because the playoffs coming around and a veteran has come back from injury? I think you used the last two games of the season in the, what I like to call, JB and Greg, the healthy spirit of competition. You roll out as many guys as you can, and you tell them you want to be on the playoff roster. You want to be getting big-time minutes in big-time situations. I got to see it against the very team that you're going to face in a best of seven. I need you to bring the jam, bring it out there tonight, and show me what you got. Because if not, a guy like Rocco Grimaldi, he had 4 goals in a game this season. He may not see the ice in the playoffs, though, because other forwards are right now a better option in a fast neutral zone transition game with some physical play. Are you going to go with Janot or are you going to go with Grimaldi at the end of the day? I think we all know what the answer is, and I think we know why the answer is. So yep. It's going to be a healthy spirit of competition. I hope the Preds are clinched by Friday night so that Saturday and Monday
I kind
could
of feel
be
like
a lot
they
of
will
fun.
Be. I think the Stars are out of gas.
They are absolutely out of gas.
Well, and Tampa Bay still got something to play for, too, right?
It looks like Tampa Bay is locked into the 2-3 matchup. Yeah. They have three games to play. They're 4 points behind Carolina, so it's not over yet. I am calling it in favor of the Carolina Hurricanes. I don't think it's too early to call the division, but Tampa Bay, because they'll face Florida, don't forget, the team that they could potentially face in the 2-3 matchup, and the Florida Panthers are desperately going to try to get home ice advantage away from Tampa Bay. So Tampa doesn't have some walkover of Columbus or Detroit to wrap up the season. They have a very, very tough opponent. So I think Carolina's won this thing. Guys, we're looking at the 1-4 as it is right now. The only thing left to be determined for me is the home ice advantage in the 2-3 between Tampa and Florida.
All right. Thank you, Charlie.
Always glad to talk about it.
All right. Let's do this. We'll be back and wrap this thing up right after this.
Now that 2020 is behind us, let's make